Case number 10829, Jasper Womack, west of Route 1 Coastal Highway, southeast corner of Gateway Drive and Manor Drive, being Lot 9 within Country Manor Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
I am Jasper Womack, 22 Manor Drive, Rehoboth, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Members of the board, I'm the owner and occupant of a residence in a private community just outside of Dewey Beach, but it's in the county jurisdiction. I'm asking for a variance to replace an existing porch with a larger one that might be more appropriately called a deck covered by a pergola. There is a homeowners association in my community. The roads that are on two sides of my property are private roads within the community, and the community association does have an architectural review committee, and they have given approval to my request, which I think their concerns more directly relate to the effect on surroundings, and they leave it up to you to deal with the variance requirements. And so with the approval of that committee and the uniqueness that this house was built almost virtually on the property line, the existing porch actually extends over the setback requirement for me to do anything on the front of my house. I need a variance, and that's why I'm here now. I've included a picture of the house as it is right now, and then I pasted, not to scale though, a portrait of what the pergola would look like on the front of the house. So I think the cutout that I pasted on there kind of exaggerates the size of it, but it gives you the idea. Even after this new porch is built, it still leaves 24 feet out to the property line and another 16 feet out to the road. So the house is substantially set back from the road.
When was the house built, do you know?
It was built in the 60s, I think late 60s. I think it was the first house built in this development, Country Manor. And the survey drawings were done in, I think, 1964, or the application for the development was 1964. This was the first house. I bought the house in 1995.
Mr. Womack, on the In the paperwork you submitted, you did a nice job of addressing the standards for granting the variance. Could you just kind of summarize what those standards?
You're saying that my write-up on the standards for relief?
Mm-hmm. Just to summarize each of them.
Okay. First was the uniqueness situation, and I addressed that by pointing out that the front of the house was virtually on the property line, and that makes the situation unique, at least with regard, maybe not unique in the county, but unique for my circumstances. And it is a house in a residential development, totally residential development, and so I don't think there is really a question related to this possibility of development issue for you folks. The difficulty created for me was actually created by the developer and the builder of the first house. It had nothing to do with any of my decisions. With regard to the effect on surroundings, and this is substantiated by the Architectural Review Committee, I think it will be an improvement for the neighborhood, at least a visual improvement for the neighborhood, and raising the general property values of the neighborhood. It will not be detrimental to the public welfare because it nowhere approaches the water sewer setbacks. Substantially there, if the road were ever widened, there would not be a problem. So I don't see how this would be detrimental to public welfare. The size of porch that I decided on was 7 feet deep. I was told by some builders that typically a front porch like this is probably about 8 feet deep. So limiting it to 7 feet takes care of our needs in terms of usability, but it is not as far as other people might have gone. So I've tried to be minimal in my request with that, in regard to that.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No. Mr. Mill?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
One last question, Mr. Womack. The garage was there when you purchased the property? Is that
right? Yes, the garage was already there.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards sufficiently to at least convince me that he meets those standards. There is a uniqueness in the way it was built, necessary to enable further reasonable use of the property. He suggested it wasn't created by him, but by the builder and the developer, and want to alter the essential character of the neighborhood, the minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion we approve case number 10,829.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,829. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, and I'd just like to say that I appreciate the work the board does.
Thank you for that, sir.
Case number